Yo, Frods! Start up the chopper! Oh, it's just a joke. Okay, let me put my phone on silent. Hello, everyone. So, it's a lovely evening, and there's no power, because the state-owned enterprise of Eskom has blessed us with the evening over here without lights or power or anything. At least I have a recorder. My laptop still has some juice, so I thought I might as well just have a chat with you guys. And maybe let's have a little bit of a laugh. I don't know if you guys have seen the EFF's manifesto, 2019 election manifesto. In short, it means everything is free. And white people fucking are bad, and imperialism, and decolonize everything. So that's the gist of it. It's really long. It's 170 pages. Alright, so it's 170 fucking pages, this EFF manifesto. Now, oh, listen to the birds on the outside. Can I just... As I mentioned, it's a fucking long manifesto, and one of the renegade report guys, Roman, he did a video and he mentioned that something that I think rings quite true, the longer your manifesto is, the more dangerous and oppressive it is, because if you're just imposing all of these fucking rules, all of it, it's a 170 page document, but which basically means that they're changing everything. It's very easy to find. You can just go online, obviously, and Google it. And the second page, or third, or after the content pages, is the just Julius Malema just smiling beautifully, blood red overalls, blood red background, blood red beret, EFFs. It just looks like such a warm guy. What a benevolent leader, by the president and commander in chief, Julius Malema. I'm not even gonna read the fucking foreword. I'm just going to scroll, and if something ridiculous pops up here, I'm gonna talk. Just read it to you guys. I mean, it's just this shit is a madness. Oh, so they got seven pillars, but they go ABCD. Oh, that's fucking clever. Expropriation of South Africa's land without compensation for equal distribution and use. Hey, awesome. Nationalization of mines, banks, and other strategic sectors of the economy without compensation. Great. So it's basically just, if we have a big enough mob, a big enough gang, we can just basically rob and ransack the whole fucking country, because that's how democracy works, right? I say in my manifesto, if you vote for me and we get 51% of the votes, let me rephrase that. I will take and steal mines, banks, and other strategic sectors of the economy without compensation, without paying anything. So it's just stealing. Just say we will take by force that which does not belong to us, or that which we do not own. Okay, the third one. Building state and government capacity, which will lead to the establishment of tenders. Whatever the fuck that means. Free equality education, healthcare, houses, and sanitation. Everything is free, guys. Free quality education, free quality healthcare. You need a heart transplant, you need to fucking get something done. Oh, it's free. All of it is free. You need a house, it's free. Sanitation, it's free. The only thing that isn't free is a bread, which will probably cost you 2,000 fucking rand for 3 loaves of bread. But don't worry, it's free. Quality education, and somehow I feel that quality education doesn't really include the criticization or critique of communist Marxist fucking thievery and theft and thuggery, looting. Okay, D, free quality education. Okay, I've been through that. Okay, E, ooh, this is a long one. Massive protected industrial development to create millions of sustainable jobs. But why would you need jobs if everything is free? Oh, because you need to pay for that fucking three slices of bread that's probably gonna cost 15,000 rand or whatever. Okay, sorry. Including the introduction of minimum wages in order to close the wage gap between the rich and the poor. Oh, because that's, you know what it's about. We have to close the fucking wage gap and we all have to live on 3 cups of pap per week. The rest is free. The chickens, I mean, the pigeons and the dogs and everything, you can go and fucking haul your line into the ocean and catch some fish. The poor bastards inland are going to have to get used to the taste of fucking muddy carp and shit. I'm sorry, guys. But it's free. And at least you'll have the land, you know? You'll probably be able to, like some subsistence farming. I don't know where you're going to get your equipment from. Well, at least it's warm, right? Most of the parts of the country, except for, you know, where the farmers stay, where it gets fucking cold during the winter in the highlands and everything. But I guess they'll have free stuff there too. I'm sure of it. So the minimum wage in order to close the wage gap in the rich and the poor, close the apartheid wage gap, and to promote rapid career paths for Africans in the workplace. So fuck all white people, obviously, because because whites are the bourgeoisie. Never mind that the majority of whites actually aren't wealthy. Maybe like a percentage of a percentage are like really wealthy, and the rest are fucking struggling because they can't get a job because of BEE and everything, and people are losing work and jobs and companies are failing and everything, and we're all asking ourselves why. The obvious solution is just to give everything over to the government because they just do a fantastic fucking job of everything. F. Massive development of the African economy and advocating for a move to reconciliation to justice on the entire continent. Reconciliation. We'll just literally take everything from you, and then it's all good, brother. Then it's all fucking good, brother. Look, I'm not an apartheid apologist. I am a fucking. I know people are sick and tired of hearing this, but not from me, but in general, I've seen it online and so on. I'm a libertarian. I hold libertarian beliefs personally. Whether that would work in South Africa, probably fucking not. But I literally just want my freedoms to be protected, my life to be protected, my property to be protected, and you know, I don't want to impose anything on anyone. I think the apartheid was evil. Massive development of the African economy and advancing for a move from reconciliation justice to the entire. Okay, we've said that. So, massive development of the African economy. How? How? Through free everything. Where's that money gonna come from? Okay, so you nationalize the bank and you get some money. That money is going to run out. Where your do you think a foreign investment is going to invest in a socialist communist fucking country? Do you think that is going to happen? Where is the money going to come from? It's just going to print it. You're going to print it. You know why we don't pay for oxygen? Because there's so much fucking oxygen. You can just print money until there's as not, you know, everyone has a trillions and trillions and trillions of fucking dollars, but then it just means nothing. G. Open, accountable, corrupt-free government and society without fear of victimization by state agencies. You are contradicting yourself because everything you are doing is totalitarian. It is totalitarian. And you are you are by definition a mob gang who dictates the lives and every aspect of the economy and personal life of every person, yet you say that it will be corrupt free and those people will be accountable. You should maybe take the very fucking first brave step and go and admit yourself into the police station or something. but I have a feeling I'd work, because you won't do anything wrong, right? Because you are the benevolent leader that will lead us into the prosperous fucking future. Open, accountable, corrupt-free government and society without fear of victimization by the state agencies. Are you honestly fucking kidding me? This is page 9. I'm on page 9. I'd pass out if I had to go through this entire fucking document. Anyway, and then it's, as you can guess, it's just, it goes on and on and blah, 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 blah. And you can go and read this. It's not like I'm trying to hide something and trying to just give you the points that are, you know, bad in it. This is just all disingenuous rhetoric and fucking bullshit. Okay, and then there's another headline here. Some of the policy innovations contained in this manifesto include land redistribution policy, which will guarantee land access by all landless people for residential, industrial, cultural, religious, and recreational purposes. Fucking amazing. Sign me up. Multiple social economic zones to promote inward industrialization. What does that mean? Sorry. Multiple social economic zones to promote inward industrialization and manufacturing investments with export capacity in order to make the ownership and control of the economy demographically representative and expand its productive capacity and create millions of jobs. Oh, it sounds so... Oh, whoever wrote this is so clever. So clever, I believe you. I believe you. Take my thought. Here, I'm having a glass of wine right now and a cigarette, but you can have it. You can expropriate it because you fucking... I've read that. Multiple special economic zones to promote inward industrial... Special economic zones. Well, I'd love to know what that is. Multiple special economic zones. Is that maybe sort of a little bit like apartheid? Or having one sector or something have benefits over the rest for the sake of the better and the future of everyone and blah, 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 blah. Oh, it sounds fucking lovely. We are on a page 11 of 170. See, doubling of social grants in order to reduce the crisis levels of poverty and boost domestic economic demands and expansion. Well, there's no statistics and anything like that, and you know, showing that you know, the census done in 1904, about 6 million people in South Africa, about the same amount of white, colored, and black people in South Africa during that time after the war, after many fucking white people died and. The Boers were put in concentration camps. Oh yes, they were put in concentration camps, and they were fucking crushed by the British. And they built a system. Yes, it was oppressive, but it had to be done under the regulation and rules by the British government as well. So it's not like they had very much of a choice. They were defeated in a fucking war. The doubling of social grants in order to reduce the crisis level of poverty. Okay, so you're gonna double the social grants. At the moment, I think there are about 17 million people on social grants. So you're gonna double the money, you're gonna double the amount of people, because there are about 57 million people in South Africa. And if you double 17 million, that's a fucking... It's most of the population. And then remember, everything is free. Houses are free. Everything is free. Where the fuck is this money coming from? Where? From loans. Is it coming from loans? Is China going to say to us, oh, you know, we know you're going to prosper one day. You're not going to turn out like Venezuela or Zimbabwe or anything like that. But here is, let's say, name a number, $20 billion, which is trillions, obviously, in rands, but... How long is that going to last? What is the plan? How long is this plan? This sounds fucking amazing. Okay. Usage of legislated state prosecute... Okay, I'm so livid. I can't even read. usage of legislated state procurement as a boost for legislation and creation of sustainable quality jobs, prioritizing women and the youth. You know, I have a feeling a lot of this jargon, they could just say something like, just be more honest, like the money that we've stole, or the land that we took, the land that we stole, or the wealth that was taken unlawfully. Well, it wouldn't be unlawfully because it's democratic. Woo-hoo. It's fucking democratic. Doesn't matter. Ethics, morals. No, it's the majority rule. It's fucking might is right. So get in place, fall in line. If not, you're off to the fucking gulags. And if you resist that, firing lines. There's not. We don't have enough prisons for the amount of people that they'll need for this. I mean, they'll have to shoot fucking thousands, hundreds and thousands of people that will not fucking go this. And the Oak, I think he recently even tweeted, he's like, oh well, like, we don't need the majority, we'll use the minority and we'll just take it by force, you know. And that's fine. That's fine. Nothing happened. The reconfiguration of the spheres of government into national and local spheres, and eliminating the provincial sphere in order to redirect resources to impactful service delivery and investments. It just ends at and. What is that and? It can be anything. They can do whatever the fuck they want, and they just said, yeah, but we said and. Didn't you see that in the didn't you see that in the manifesto? It says it says the reconfiguration of the spheres of government into national and local spheres, and eliminating the provincial sphere. Okay, so just one super fucking, just no provinces, just one big province, in order to redirect resources to impactful service delivery and investment, and what, and whatever the fuck we say it is, that's what. And F, mending the constitution to make the national prosecution, what, okay, amending the constitution to make the National Prosecutions Authority, the NPA, a Chapter 9 institution accountable to Parliament in order to stop selective precautions and fight corruption. Look, I'm not a law man or anything like this, but it just, to me, I just see we control everything, and once you vote for us, you've made a democratic decisions, and then every other fucking decision we make after that is just tough luck, and you voted. I know, and there's a nice signature by Julius Malema under that. This is page 12, people. Page 12. You can look at this for yourself. Just fucking Google it. Oh, and then we get to the introduction. And then there's the introduction. Look. Oh, the EFF's commitment and plan, and then they go on land, jobs, corruption, gender, youth development, crime, education, health, human settlements, people with disabilities, traditional leaders, energy, mining, financial sector, social development, state capture, agriculture, fisheries and forestry, economy, justice system, and correctional. Service, okay, it carries on. 20, constitutional structure and democratic participation, environment and climate, fiscal framework, science and technology, sports, arts and culture and recreation, information and communication technology, infrastructure, road infrastructure, international relations. Man, they have a fucking plan for everything. And I have a feeling everything's going to be free. I mean, I haven't gone through the entire document. I'm only on page 14, so we're probably going to get into the fucking good stuff, but okay. But I don't have the energy for this. I know this is a rant, but you know, I can't take the shit seriously anymore. I know it's unprofessional, and I'm swearing, and I've had a glass of wine, and I'm having a smoke, and I don't really care. If you enjoyed this, I know it's not very informative. If you like this, and actually, you know what? If you did like this and you want me to go through this cancerous piece of documentation and tell me in that list of infringements that are waiting to happen, if they should get, if they should get in, but they said they don't even need to do that because they just fucking ready. They know how your life should be lived, not you. They know. They know better than you do. Just trust them. Just trust them. they, you know, at least they're honest. They're gonna steal everything. Fuck. Anyway, that list I went through from 1 to 28. If there's one something you want me to hone in on and go through it and have a bit of a laugh and a chuckle with you guys, let me know. For now, I think the recording is long enough. I'm gonna leave it there. Thanks, guys. All right, is the chopper is it up and running? Okay. I'm coming. Cheers, guys. I have a plug here.